This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition, and welcome to Title Town America. Yes, I am in Tampa, Florida. Yes, I'm right here with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Won the Super Bowl yesterday. Better luck next time, Kansas City Chiefs. You got nothing to be ashamed of. You had a fantastic season, but Mahomes ran into the master yesterday, the greatest quarterback of all times, in my opinion, and boy, did he put on a show. But we want to welcome you to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. A special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. I now just got on Gab as Captain Matt Bruce, R-E-T, Captain Matt Bruce, R-E-T. I'm also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And we have our website where if you can't hear us anywhere else, you can hear us on the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, our number one is the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren, out in good old California. How you doing, Kyle?
Doing great, Captain.
All right, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. And for all the Bucs fans out there all across the country and all around the world, I was asked if I would play this. Here it is. Here's about a minute or so of the Bucs' new field song. They played this on the field before they started playing. That's the song by the Soul Circus Cowboys, and it's called We're Gonna Buck You Up. And, Kyle, that was done by request.
Yes, sir, very much. That's great.
All right. Now, I want to say hello to a brand new affiliate that we've got. We talked to them on the weekend, but now we're going to talk to them during the weekday because they're with us 5 days during the week as well. It's WMIC Radio, AM 660 and FM 95.3. They are in Sandusky, Michigan. Hello to their listening audience in Flint, Saginaw. They cover part of Detroit, Toledo, Port Huron, and go over to the fringe of Cleveland. Hello, Sandusky, Michigan, and WMIC AM 660 Radio. We're very happy to have you on board.
Absolutely. That's right. Welcome to everybody listening on WMIC.
Yep. Now, we are going to start at the beginning. And the beginning is we talked about the article over the weekend that came out, I believe it was Friday, from Time Magazine, and it was put up on on Town Hall in Red State. And it was about Time Magazine spilling the beans about the anti-Trump shadow campaign. Well, why do you think they did that, Kyle? Why do you think Time Magazine suddenly got a conscience and they're telling everybody about the stuff that we all have assumed but nobody wants to prove or hasn't been proven so far?
Well, it's a very interesting article, and talking about the idea that, you know, looking at this, it looks like, you know, there's a well-funded cabal of powerful people, again, quoting from the article, ranging across industries and ideologies, talking about sort of the confluence between, between labor and business and so forth, that just seemed to come against, Donald Trump and the Trump, and, you know, and any notion that Trump would have won.
Now, this latest article that's out now about the Is It All Unraveling After the Time Magazine Secret Cabal piece is written by Molly Ball. Does that mean ring a bell?
No, it doesn't. Not to me.
She is a Fox News correspondent out of New England, and she usually works Boston.
Okay.
But she said, and I quote, so many of us have been saying since November 3rd, 2020, and many weeks thereafter, we've been sounding the alarm bells last year that something like this was probably being coordinated and organized. Sadly, it looks like we were all screaming into the void because nobody paid any attention. Now it's being discussed like last week's football game. And she said when media organizations called the race for Joe Biden on November 7th, jubilation broke out as people throng cities across the U.S. to celebrate the democratic process that resulted in Trump's ouster. Well, we were talking about this weeks and weeks before, and again, everybody thought we were nuts, remember?
Oh, yeah.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to call the show, Kathy's going to give you the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking very diligently for going on a little bit more than 5 years. Now, the reason I take it is because I have inflammation, swelling, and pain in my left ankle and leg because of an injury from the World Trade Center. And the ingredients that are in this work for me. Now, it has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It also lowers and eliminates pain by going straight to the source. Now, the best thing about it is it's 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy response to the inflammation, decreases the discomfort that you're in, and also helps to support healthy joints and muscles by starting the healing process. So to find out more about this, you can go to my website that they gave me, ReliefFactor.com/captain. That's ReliefFactor.com/captain. And try the 1995 3-week quick start to see what it'll do for you. Now, there is, when you get to that website, ReliefFactor.com/captain, a little video you can watch that tells you all about what's in it, how it works for you, and what you can do to help in other ways, too. Because it's not only just what you take to help you with the pain, it's also diet and exercise. So there you go. But $19.95 is what it costs for the 3-week quick start to get it all going. Check it out at the website, ReliefFactor.com/captain. I'm sure you'll be glad you did, like tens of thousands of other people have. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we didn't quite finish what I was talking about, so I'm going to read a couple more things here from the story written by Molly Ball. Now, this is a Red State article. It's about Time Magazine. It's about what we talked about last Friday when we talked about the fact that Time Magazine had spilled the beans on the election and what they knew had happened based on their information. Now, again, these are all opinion pieces, but there's some facts in them that are undeniable. Now, hundreds of major business leaders, many of whom had backed Trump's candidacy and supported his policies, called on him to concede. to the president, something felt amiss. It was all very, very strange, said Trump on December the 2nd. Within days after the election, we witnessed an orchestrated effort to anoint the winner, even when many key states were still being counted. In a way, Trump was right at that time. Now, in the meantime, Molly Ball goes on to write, there was a conspiracy unfolding behind the scenes, one that both curtailed the protests and coordinated the resistance from CEOs. Both surprises were the result of an informal alliance between left-wing activists and business titans. The PAC was formalized in a terse, little-noticed joint statement by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Now, this isn't the first time we've heard about them, is it?
That's right, yeah.
And the AFL-CIO, and that's not the first time we heard about them, is it?
Right.
It was published on Election Day. Now, both sides would come to see as it as a sort of implicit bargain inspired by the summer's massive, sometimes destructive racial justice protests in which the forces of labor came together with the forces of capital to keep the peace and oppose Trump's assault on democracy. Now, assault on democracy?
Well, that's, I guess, a matter of opinion.
It's certainly not to the MAGA crowd. We don't think that, do we?
No.
And the rioters, by the way, were left-wing BLM and Antifa people. They were with the left-wing, with the Democrats, which tells you all you need to know. And, oh, by the way, the riots were going on in predominantly blue states and predominantly blue cities and mayors that just simply let the unrest continue. But we don't really know why, do we?
Well, exactly. Everybody was looking at the mouths agape at that.
Yeah, but we now think we know why, because it was all in an effort to make Trump look bad.
Well, sure. The whole idea was to continue to create chaos. In fact, Captain, I can recall back during the summertime when basically the story was, okay, it's starting to hurt us in the polls. It started, meaning the left wing, basically.
Yep.
And so that's why suddenly, quite miraculously, it all started getting tamped down.
Until about, what, 3 weeks ago now?
That's right. Yep.
And all of a sudden, it was Portland. It was Seattle. I'm not sure where there might have been a third city, but those two cities started to fire themselves back up again, and we've been talking about them ever since because of what they're doing. Okay. Well, enough said about that. We'll move on to something different. Senator Rand Paul came out and made a statement over the weekend. He said, I've got the proof that the impeachment trial against Donald Trump is unconstitutional. Okay, what's the proof?
Well, number one, Senator Paul's talking about the idea that the Chief Justice, of which now Majority Leader, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York, asked the Chief Justice, of course, to preside. Chief Justice John Roberts said he's not going to do that.
Can't do it.
And so Senator Paul is saying that should be a signal that the trial in and of itself is unconstitutional because you are not trying a president of the United States. You're trying a private citizen.
Yep.
So in this case, Captain, there's no bill of attainder that can be done. There's nothing in the, you know, they simply can't decide to try somebody who's not holding an office that they are constitutionally, you know, that's constitutionally defined in this whole issue.
Yeah. And be careful what you wish for, because Senator Rand Paul said, well, if you're going to go ahead with this, then we can imply the same standards against you, Senator Chuck Schumer, for some of the things that you've said in the past.
Well, exactly right. In other words, where does it all end? In fact, and just briefly, if you have the votes in the House and the Senate, at some point, can you just pick a president, a former president from the recent past, and say, oh, we're going to impeach that president now because we now have the votes to do that, and so on. It never ends. So if you're not impeaching a sitting president in order to remove them from office, which is the remedy when you impeach a president, if the president is convicted, and now there's no remedy to impose because Donald Trump does not hold office now.
Yeah, and we'll see where all that goes, because all that starts tomorrow, to be continued, correct?
That's right.
Now, what would you think if I read this statement? What would your opinion be? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Is the media being less aggressive with President Joe Biden than they were with former President Donald Trump?
I think by far. by far they're being less aggressive. In fact, Captain, the few questions that they do want to ask typically get shut down with the now famous circle back maneuver. And now, of course, I think we have to look at your questions before you ask them maneuver.
Well, I'm going to circle back with this one. The voters in a poll said that they believed that it was that way. A Rasmussen Reports poll, they said that they believed that the media was being a lot easier on Biden than they had been Trump.
Well, certainly, and I think that much is just is obvious, only insofar as that when President Trump was in office, literally from day one and prior to day one, the media would make you think that every single moment of every day was a crisis, was a flashpoint, was something else that was, you know, just completely something you'd have to scream from the rafters about. And the public tired of that, I think, over a long period of time. But now, of course, you don't get that impression at all, even with, and I think this is key, Captain, even with all of these different executive orders that President Biden has signed that are, in many ways, clear violations of what he said he would do or wouldn't do in the campaign.
Now, we found out something over the weekend. We found out that the Capitol police officer did not die from blunt trauma from the blow to the head from a fire extinguisher. But we also were not told by the medical examiner's office what it was that killed them. I think they're still waiting on toxicology tests.
Yes, yes, exactly. And again, we'll get more information about this, and that's, you know, and we'll have the real truth then, it looks like.
So again, something else may have happened to him that caused him to collapse the way he did and wind up going to the hospital and die a few hours later. So we just don't know. So as it stands right now, there may in fact not be murder charges warranted against anybody. Maybe voluntary, involuntary or voluntary manslaughter, because he might have been involved in a pushing and shoving contest with some of the protesters trying to bust through the ranks.
Right, and again, this is one of those things where if there's new information, we have to put that into the new mix.
Yeah, and keep in mind, he was not on the front line when all this started. He was one of the officers held back in reserve and was merely called up when all things broke loose and people started breaking through the ranks, and he was called up as well as some other officers to come in and fill the gap.
Right, and but by no means does it minimize somebody taking a fire extinguisher and hitting someone else in the head with it. It's completely unacceptable.
But that's not what happened to him.
Right.
That we now know. That's not what happened to him. Now, did some fire extinguishers get hit? Or I'm sorry, did some police officers get hit with fire extinguishers? Yes, there's video showing that. But they didn't get knocked unconscious. They kept right on going like it never happened. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Kathy's going to give you the phone number again. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
South Africa has suspended a COVID vaccination program that would have vaccinated frontline healthcare workers with the Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccine. The program was set to begin in mid-February, but has been halted in light of a clinical trial that pointed to the vaccine not being effective at preventing sickness from the variant first seen in that country. The trial suggested the AstraZeneca shot was only minimally protective against mild to moderate COVID symptoms caused by the South African variant, which accounts for more than 90% of cases currently in the country, according to South African health officials. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are Super Bowl champions, defeating the Kansas City Chiefs 31-9. Tom Brady found longtime target tight end Rob Gronkowski for 2 touchdowns in the first half, finishing the night 21 of 29 for 201 yards and 3 scores. The win gives Brady his record 7th title. He also won his 5th Super Bowl MVP award, also a record. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and I'll have some bad news to report here in a minute about Wayne Allyn Root. We'll get to that right after I tell you that this portion of the program is being brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico Insurance is spelled G-E-I-C-O, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, and if you go to their website, geico.com, you can find out anything you want to find out. You can get a rate quote for the car or the truck that you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an RV, an ATV, or even a boat, and they can insure all of that. And you can get a tremendous deal if you bundle it with your homeowners and renters insurance too through the Geico website or your local Geico agent. Either one works. So go over to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and find out more by typing in your zip code and telling them you want a rate comparison to see what they can do to save you money. Now, I've been with them going on 15 years, and they have saved me money every year I've been with them. And, yes, I check. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Because I just teased it, I'm going to come back and mention our friend Wayne Allyn Root. Now, it's not just Wayne Allyn Root. You know who the Gateway Pundit is?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, he's got a little problem, and one of his problems is he likes to take news stories and turn around and rewrite them to suit the narrative that he wants them to be, and they're not necessarily the truth when he gets done to doing it. They become what's called an op-ed piece or an opinion piece based on his thoughts and ideas, correct?
Right, right.
So he's been tweeting a lot of stuff. And he's been on Facebook doing a lot of stuff. Well, Twitter just shut him down. Facebook is about you.
Yes, that's what we hear. That's right. So he's not able to tweet anymore. You're absolutely right. Facebook is looking at this, too.
It's because he was reporting false news, number one, and number two, he was promoting a narrative that was calling, in some cases, for violence because he was putting that sort of stuff out there, which is a big no-no. Okay, now let's go to Wayne Allyn Root. Now, Wayne Allyn Root, you just heard the tease there. That's going to have to change. Matter of fact, I'll have to get rid of it because, number one, he's no longer on television. There's a reason for that. Number two, he's no longer on the radio network that he's on. There's a reason for that. And number three, what he's left with right now is writing his columns and either putting them up on his website or getting them out there from time to time on various other news or information websites like Newsmax or once in a while Town Hall. Now, that may come to a blistering halt, too, because it's fair to say that in the last couple of months or so, Wayne Allyn Root has gone from being just a conservative, jolly talk radio host and television guy to being very hardcore, radical to the right, throwing out some things of all things to do, throwing out some things about revolution. You've seen them.
I have. Yes, you're right.
And that got him into trouble because that R word is something that is just taboo in the current world that we live in. And he's been warned. Well, all of a sudden, he says he's in shock after he got permanently banned from Twitter, after he lost his Newsmax TV show, and after he was dropped by his radio network. I'm not surprised at all.
Well, as you mentioned, Captain, talking about revolution or these kinds of things is really unfortunate because, honestly, I mean, we had a revolution in 1776. We don't need another revolution.
No. Nope.
But we do have to play the electoral game, and we have to play it better than the left if we intend to see elections get won.
Yep.
But that's part and parcel of it.
And see, the thing of it is, when we do that, we have to learn how to play politics. Politics is like a game. It's like playing chess. It's almost like playing checkers. I suppose you could compare it to flipping pennies, like some of the guys did in the corners up against the walls in New York City, okay? You got to learn how to play the game. And the game is played in a very meaningful fashion by it's not what you know, it's who you know and how much money you can throw at the game. That's what it's all about. Unfortunately, but that's what it's become. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong. And in this incendiary environment, more and more we have to be able to give reasonable, cogent, reasons for what is going on politically that we don't like or think it doesn't line up with the Constitution and so forth, whatever it may be. Any kind of extremism, and there's extreme folks on the left and also on the right as well. But in order to really reach people, you have to be able to find that middle and be able to communicate.
Yeah. Now, Wayne had gone over to Parler. That was his alternative, but they took Parler away, and I don't think he's made the move to go anywhere else yet. But if he does, I'll let you know so people can keep tabs of him. But he's always got his website, Root, the number four, America, rootforamerica.com. Now, let's get back to the Capitol Police Chief for a minute. The Capitol Police Chief wants to set the record straight about the insurrection. He sent a letter to Nancy Pelosi, and that letter was ignored. No response back. Now, the reason he sent the letter to Nancy Pelosi after he also sent one to the mayor of Washington, D.C., is because...
Well, he's talking about this idea that there were literally a lot of well-equipped people who tried to did coordinate what we saw happen on January the 6th.
Basically, it's that they had intel that this whole thing was being planned a month or two in advance.
Right.
He went to the mayor of Washington, D.C. and said, I'm going to need help. We have this intel. Could you please send to somebody or give us some sort of backup or whatnot? The mayor said no. So then, who's the next person that you go to when you kick it up the ladder?
Well, I think it would be the Speaker of the House.
And why is that?
Well, she is charged with the security for the Capitol, basically.
She is charged with the responsibility for running the Capitol after the mayor, and I'm talking about D.C., mm-hmm. after the mayor. So he wrote a letter to Nancy Pelosi, and nothing happened there. So now I understand that there's a strong possibility, because the Democrats, and with the impeachment trial starting tomorrow, number two, plan on calling a few witnesses. Well, guess what? This police chief, former Capitol police chief, is going to be a number one witness for the defendant.
Well, certainly, because what it does, Captain, is it takes away, blows up the narrative, basically, that
he incited a riot.
Well, it precisely.
Because it was already planned.
Because you had a lot of people, mm-hmm. and as the police chief says, thousands, yep. of well-coordinated people.
Yep. And yeah. I have people that I have talked to face-to-face, just like you meet someone in a restaurant, which is where I met them, face-to-face, not once, but twice, and they said they saw people that went up and assembled on the steps, and they were not Trump supporters. They were paramilitary people that were getting ready to do something. What the something was, they didn't know, but they saw them. They had their backpacks. They had their fatigue pants. They had their boots. They might have been wearing Trump hats. Maybe a few of them had shirts, but they got rid of them and then put on whatever the stuff was that they were wearing, which was not Trump, to get into the door. And if you notice and look and see the people that came busting through the doors to begin with,
mm-hmm.
they weren't Trump people.
Well, no, exactly. But again, what the left and what the Democrat Party elite want, and many in the media as well, is they want a simple narrative that it was mm-hmm. MAGA people, Trump people only, that mm-hmm. and they had that.
Not
that,
true.
That's right. See, and that's the thing. But American people, they want to know the truth, Captain.
Yep. And of course, Colonel Jim, who comes on Wednesday mornings, and I have talked about this several times. We're going to talk about it again on Wednesday, because it's going to be part of the defense for, former President Donald Trump. I can't get used to that former thing, but former President Donald Trump, it's going to be part of his defense, and they're just going to blow the Democrats out of the water. And I don't care who's presiding in the trial. The facts are going to be overwhelming, because they can't make up their own facts here, no matter what Adam Schiff thinks.
Well, that's right. And, of course, what's the key question then? The key question is,
yeah.
why wasn't any of this acted yep. upon beforehand?
Oh, and they don't have the votes to impeach Donald Trump for the second time.
It doesn't look that way, no. So
they may try to censure him, but they don't have the votes for that. All right, now, I'm sorry, you wanted to say something?
Oh, no, I was just simply going to say that's right. So this is maybe a pretty short impeachment as this moves forward. You know, we'll see.
Well, the first vote will be to stop it altogether, and we'll see what happens there. But anyway, a new squad member is now under fire for defending the violent jail uprising after condemning the Capitol mayhem that's going on right now. Oh, out there in the West, they're just tearing things up and busting things inside one of the jails or prisons.
Well, exactly. So, again, no, by the way, Captain, I think it's important to point out, you've been consistent, I've been consistent, we always have condemned violence no matter what, but yet there seems to be picking and choosing going on over here.
Yep. Okay, hold that thought. Yep, folks, the taboos are revolution and violence. You start talking about that, you might as well just count your days, because it's not going to be tolerated. It just isn't. That's all I can tell you. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
No.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we stroll along during the course of the evening with you. And a big special shout-out to our new friends on the radio dial up there in Sandusky, Michigan, on AM 660 WMC, or WMIC, AM 660 FM 95.3. A big shout-out to you guys up there, and thank you very much, and I hope you're enjoying what you're hearing, and we wouldn't mind hearing from you at 877-969-8600. But first, this is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the pilot and the Flying J nearest you. And we're going to go with an oldie but goodie that's got to be about darn near 70 years old. Here we go.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet man. Do I want? Chantilly lace and a pretty face.
ain't nothing in the world like a big eyed girl. It makes me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose, like a long neck goose, like a girl. Oh, baby, that's the one I like.
All righty. That's the Big Bopper. And Kyle, did you find out when that thing was produced?
Yeah, it looks like Big Bopper, that was 1958.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, and of course, sadly, in 1959, the Big Bopper died along with Ritchie Valens and Buddy Holly in that horrible plane crash outside Clear Lake, Iowa.
Wow, yeah, and there was somebody else who was supposed to be in that plane with him, and he didn't go, so he survived, but he died later in another plane crash or car wreck or something. But anyway, let's get into the weather, because we got weather to talk about, folks. Now, a fast-moving coastal storm is going to spread snow into southern New England through this evening. It's pretty much along I-95 is the way it's going, and then up US 1 in Maine. Now, further west, snow will persist across the northern Rockies and central plains today. Dangerous cold temperatures, and I'm talking about bitter cold temperatures, will continue in the north central U.S. through this week. Montana, North Dakota, Minnesota, Wyoming, parts of South Dakota, parts of Wyoming, bitter cold, below zero temperatures, wind chill not counted. Okay, Kyle, go for it.
Well, thank you, Captain. You're exactly right. Up in Big Sky Country in Montana tonight, we've got -6 in Billings, Montana. Looks like we've also got -8 reporting in Helena, Montana. And both those areas are under a winter weather advisory. That's for Billings. And in Helena, Montana, they've got a winter storm warning going on there. Almost all the state of Montana tonight with the wind chill advisory, by the way. And this encompasses Billings and Bozeman, just Butte, all over.
I think I should tell them that the wind chill is down to as much as 45 and 50 below zero.
Yes, it is really, really significant.
Mm-hmm.
Avalanche warning, this in the Missoula area. So if you're coming up through I-90, if you're coming up I-15, you're going to encounter this kind of really bad winter weather. Avalanche warning continues on over towards Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And, of course, that's a 4th of July pass area. Wind chill factor there is 28 degrees, we understand. It do have icy patches reported on the road there and new snow accumulation in the forecast. So be very, very careful. Over in Seattle, Washington, winter storm warning going on there, of course, coming across I-90. Again, that goes all the way up to the Canadian border. Down in Idaho, of course, central Idaho, that winter weather advisory bleeds over from Montana there. Also in the central part of the state, winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory near Cheyenne, high wind warning as well there in Wyoming, through Laramie, Elk Mountain area.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we have a fire weather warning. This south of Colorado Springs, Colorado, also fire weather watch near Albuquerque, New Mexico. And Captain, along the California coast in Southern California tonight, dense fog advisory all the way from San Diego as far north as about Long Beach. And then that dense fog also is in the Thousand Oaks, Oxnard, Ventura area tonight if you travel along Highway 101.
All right, well, here we go. North Dakota, the upper 100 miles of North Dakota towards the Canadian border, the wind chill tonight's between 45 and 50 below zero. Elsewhere, down to the South Dakota line, 20-25 below zero with the wind. Actual temperatures are in the below zero range. It doesn't really matter after that with the winds. Minnesota, half of Minnesota, the first 75 miles or so of Minnesota, same scenario. Wind chill factors down to 45 below zero, 20-25 below zero. Through the Twin Cities right now with the wind, across the northern part of Minnesota, across the upper peninsula of Michigan. Now, moving down to Nebraska, we've got in the halfway across Nebraska, south of I-80, over to the Iowa line, we've got some snow flurries and showers in there that are going to make driving a little bit slippery. I-29, you could have some fun going down into Missouri. Now, that I-29 also continues down there towards Kansas and Kansas City, and then further down in Missouri, I-44. Snow coming up through Springfield and over towards Joplin, and then back over into Oklahoma, all the way to Oklahoma City, and on west on 40, almost all the way to Amarillo and Kansas. You got snow for the most part across the lower half of Kansas, just south of I-70, all the way across to the Missouri and the northeastern Northwestern, Arkansas state line. Now, there is a black ice warning tonight in the mountains of Tennessee, in the mountains of West Virginia, in the mountains of Virginia, in the mountains of North and South Carolina for what happened over the weekend with the weather they had there. Now, moving along rapidly up into New England, up along the coastline, Portland, Oregon, our listeners there, you probably got some gale winds there. Might have a little bit of snow, but you'll be getting rid of it soon. The snow has now gone further up the line, Bangor up towards Nova Scotia and then up Route 1 towards Presque Isle. That's where the snow is. A winter storm warning right there on the Maine Nova Scotia line right there where 95 changes over into Nova Scotia. Okay, Kyle, we're going to go to the phone lines right now. We've had somebody waiting patiently. And let's see, is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Correct. Captain, yes, good morning. Captain, good morning. I think what the big problem is nothing better in the world than a big butt girl making the act so funny, making sense.
Yeah.
I was calling to get Kyle's opinion on Ted Cruz's flip-flop on the president in regards to what he says his rhetoric was. Anyway, he's calling for the impeachment and that what he said he shouldn't have said, but he didn't say anything. So I'm calling to see what the professor has to say.
All right.
Yes, Captain. I'll listen.
All right, Kyle, are you familiar with what he's talking about?
A little bit. Just refresh my memory really quick here.
Ted Cruz had something to say about the president calling for his impeachment.
Unfortunately, I haven't seen that quote.
Well, I've seen it. I've seen it, and I checked and verified the article, and it was debunked four different ways by four different sources.
Well, that seems to make some sense. It's hard to believe that.
It's not even relevant because, again, it's an internet rumor that got started out there and somebody took it. Actually, what they did was they took a news story where they were talking about impeachment, but it was not said in the way that it was written. It was said in the opposite way, that Donald Trump should not be impeached, and that's what Ted Cruz had said, and they turned it and twisted it around in a total, complete different manner, which isn't even relevant to the statement that was made. And the statement is there if anyone wants to go, I hate to use the word Google, but what's the other one there? What's the other one? There's another.
DuckDuckGo.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, DuckDuckGo, I think is the name. Go over there because Google tracks you and DuckDuckGo doesn't. And put it in there. Just type in the words exactly and you'll see what you see. But there are four separate fact-check outfits, reputable outfits, that said it didn't happen. All right, Kyle, hang on, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, give them the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.